Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. And you were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you formerly walked, according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience. Among them, we too all formerly lived in the lusts of our flesh, indulging the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest. But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the ages to come he might show the surpassing riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them.
Salvation refers to not only eternal life, but to the immediate freedom gained when God rescues someone from bondage to sin, making that person part of his family. It's a deliverance accomplished only by Jesus, who died in our place, so that through faith in him, anyone can be reconciled to the Heavenly Father. This statement often evokes questions. If I try to live in a moral way, won't God accept me? Questions like this assume that the Lord saves us on the basis of our conduct. But Romans 3 verse 10 says that there is no righteous person, not even one. In God's sight, even our virtuous acts, on their own, amount to nothing more than a filthy garment. Another common question is, won't the Lord accept us because of his goodness? God is loving and good, but he's also just. He won't overlook sin, no matter how small we think it is. A third often asked question is, if we serve in our church or help others in God's name, aren't we part of his family? Good works do not solve our sin problem or reconcile us to God. Only Jesus does. Good works are an important result of salvation, not the basis for it. Salvation is a work of God's grace rather than the product of our effort. When we respond to the Holy Spirit's prompting and believe in Jesus, we're born again as God's children, and we're assured of our place in heaven.